Now, the rest of the story. Week in and week out, children would come to Magic Mountain Amusement Park to ride the rides and eat cotton candy and to see the troll. No, it was not a real troll, of course, but rather an elaborately costumed 18-year-old San Fernando Valley girl named Debbie. And thus disguised, Debbie the troll would stroll the byways of Magic Mountain, making friends with the youngsters. Then one day the costumed girl was being transported from one end of the park to the other in a little motorized car when the car swerved and Debbie was flung to the asphalt and she landed on her head. Her body instantly limp, crumpled in a heap. Fellow employees rushed to her side. From all appearances, Debbie had died. But this is the rest of the story. Debbie somehow, after the accident, was conscious and sharply cognizant. And to her, it felt as though she were painlessly withdrawing from her own body. She watched it happen, she says. And as she got farther and farther away, her mortal body began to fade until it was all but invisible. And regarding her earthly self, Debbie was happy to be leaving it and to be leaving the pain. But then, inexplicably, another feeling came over her that for a reason yet unknown, her life on this planet was unfinished. Pain or no, she must get back into her body and keep on keeping on. And she did. In fact, with the little life remaining in her physical form, Debbie reached up with one arm, or at least believed that she did, and pulled her spirit back into herself. Well, Debbie remained in a coma after that, and yet, though her eyes were closed, she could think and hear. She heard the doctors talking, cerebral hemorrhage, they were saying. She heard her mother weeping. In fact, what brought Debbie out of that comatose twilight was the burning desire to dry her mother's tears. So the teenager was awake now, yet with no good news awaiting her. She was suffering. The right side of her body was paralyzed. Her right eye was sightless. Even the left eye went blank occasionally, leaving the girl totally blind for interminable stretches of time. Before the accident, Debbie had planned on a Cal State sociology degree, but all the while she lay there in physical and mental anguish, all that year of hospitals and hopelessness, Debbie promised herself if she recovered sufficiently, she would not do what was expected of her, but rather precisely what she wanted to do. And yes, she did have something specific in mind, a frivolous dream which she had never taken seriously until right now. Well, Debbie did recover, miraculously, fully, completely. And to this day, she is astonished to recall the moment she stood at the crossroads of life and death and reached up with one arm to pull her ethereal self back into her earthly one. By the way, in the accident report was recorded that at one point, as Debbie lay apparently dead, her arm shot upward. An involuntary muscle reaction, it was called. But Debbie believes that she knows better. Anyway, there was life after all on the other side of the Magic Mountain and a spectacular motion picture career, studded with accolades and Academy Award nominations, and in this, life has only just begun for the now renowned gentleman officer's lady, an actress star of the first magnitude, Deborah Winger. Only now, you know the rest of the story.